You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, so we'll get started. So tonight, we're going to talk to you about the redesign of the website, and then we also have a new, or a Como app, My Como app. So Steve, I'm going to introduce Steve Sapp. He's going to lead us through the discussion.
Yes, good evening, Mayor, Council, and staff. Thank you for allowing us some time this evening to talk to you about what we think is a tremendous project that we've undertaken, and that's transforming and redesigning of the Como.gov, our website. My name is Stephen Sapp. I'm the Community Relations Director for the City of Columbia. With me tonight, I have a core team that has been intimately involved in this project. Brian Atkison, our Communications and Creative Services Manager, Corey Fisher with IT, who's our Application Manager, Jim Chapdelaine, IT Director, Christian DeGerger is our web editor, Michelle Ortbals and Zach Waller, our graphic designer, Sam Shelby is our e-government coordinator, and of course, Randy Wyatt is with our PMO team, and we had all of our communications teams and all departments involved in this initiative. So a little quick background is we made our initial web presence through the City of Columbia in the mid-1990s. I know that because I was here and was part of the team in the fire department to put together some of the pages that we had then. It was kind of a wild west back then. Each department was kind of left to their own to design their own websites and things like that, even though we came under the same URL. Kind of get back to that in just a moment. So as we came in through the 1990s and we're kind of doing our own thing, it became obvious that we needed to bring some cohesiveness to this. And in 2002, through council action and staff, we hired our first eGov coordinator, which is still with us today, Sam Shelby. And Sam was able to do a lot of work to kind of bring some structure to the website by using the same type of editors, by putting together some structure on how edits were done and so forth. And so that went on for quite a while, but our last significant redesign was actually in about 2013. And the best practice is we should be doing a redesign for functionality and form about every 2 to 3 years. That's best practice and standard. Our current website has about 1,500 pages. It's rather large, even though we're a large municipality. It's rather large, and we have thousands of more pages as attached documentation. So it's a bulky site, and sometimes that bulkiness works on what they call latency, and that's the speed of searches and the speed the sites load and so forth. In addition to Como.gov, we maintain 17 different sites, such as FlyCOU for Columbia Regional Airport, Columbia Power Partners for the utilities. We have 25 different WordPress environments and 41 different vanity URLs that redirect us back to the Como.gov architecture. So when I talked about the Wild West, we still have a little bit of Wild West going on right now, and that's something that we need to look at. So in summer of 2019, City Manager Glasscock asked both Community Relations and IT to look at various options, both internal and external, on how to do this transformation and redesign. We sat down and we invited some vendors into some informal meetings and talked to them about their capabilities and, of course, their costs. Now, while we never got into formal bids, we soon realized that from a cost perspective, the starting point was anywhere between $300,000 and $500,000, and that didn't take us to the finish line. So we got to looking at what we could do internal, and we examined the size and scope of what our web presence would have cost, and it would have been many thousands of dollars. And then we got to looking at what we had as far as resources go, and we figured through all of the internal resources that we have with communications folks in the departments and those team members I introduced, we could do this project in-house. We worked with our project management office and Randy Wyatt, and they put together a document that gave us an outline, goals, and time frames. So as we get into this, one of the things that we looked at is that primarily we needed to make this customer-focused. It had to be customer-focused, and that meant using easy-to-use navigation, enhance search capabilities, decrease number of clicks to get to the information that you want, and provide access to key services 24/7. We needed to maintain the city's branding identity. And I talked a little bit about the fact that it's a little Wild West out there, and so when you navigate from department to department, you never see that cohesiveness. And so we've heard that people aren't sure if they're still on the city's website or not. To go along with that, we've been working and will at some point be able to present a visual branding guide. Most municipalities and companies and things like that have those. We've got one well started that will be presented to staff and I'm sure council in the near future. The other thing we looked at is trying to deepen transparency, because that builds confidence and trust. And again, to display that information consistently across departments. One of the areas that we initially struggled with a little bit, but we think we have a good grip now on, is that's a very specific council request that the capital improvement projects, the CIP projects, have adequate information out there and again look the same. The solution for that really has been to work on bringing all those projects into a central database, and then using that database to be able to display that data. And I think Christian will talk about that during the presentation. So we researched a lot of different analytics, and we looked for both design and content in those analytics. We implemented a peer and industry best practices guidelines. We knew that one of the bigger things we needed to do is make this mobile responsive. Right now our website has some mobile flexibility, but not a lot. Fully accessible to everybody, as I said, and adaptable and flexible for continuous upgrades and enhancements. So we need to make sure we're taking care of all of those. We reached out to the community. We used ETC. They're the same folks that do our community surveys. They surveyed, our goal was to get 300 responses to a web survey that ETC conducted. We were able to get 465 local responses, and those samples provided us with some great information on what people use the website for and what they expected and where the shortfalls are at. It's a sample of what some of the documentation that came forth with the survey provided to us, and we'll provide council and staff with a copy of the survey as well. So you can see back in 2013 on the right, the multicolored landing page or main page into como.gov looked like that. About the only thing that we've done to it since 2013 was we've put a new skin on it to bring it into those branding standards that we talked about earlier, but we didn't do a lot with form and functionality. So I want to reiterate before we get into a brief presentation that our focus is to make sure that we are customer focused, that we have functionality, mobility, accessibility, searchability, less clicks, and less minutia into the website. So if you will please entertain us, we will watch a presentation, and Christian, if you would please come up and guide us through a brief beta site.
Steve? Hello everyone, my name is Christian DeVerger. I'm the web content editor. I'm gonna go through a brief demo of the website here on the computer. We're going to go ahead and start with the homepage. So this is the current site design for the homepage. First thing that probably catches your eye here is the full video. We reviewed maybe 50 or 100 different municipalities of varying sizes, from towns that are similar size to Columbia all the way to places like LA. We found that this is a very common design element. It really allows us to showcase some of the cool things about the city. It brings color to the page, things like that. And you'll notice that this design sort of decision carries across multiple areas on the site, not just the homepage. But this video is probably not what we end up going live with, but I do think that it illustrates the effect pretty nicely. So let's just go ahead and start at the top and work our way down. We have the menu here, which becomes non-transparent as you hover over it. We have four categories here and a search button. These categories are very common across municipal websites, something similar to these, and they're actually pretty similar to what we currently have for the navigation on the website. So we wanted to maybe not break familiarity too heavy. But so as we scroll down here, you'll notice there's a weather widget as well as a news scroller, which similar to what we have on the current website as well. This will show sort of featured stories and things like that. And then we also have these buttons. And each one of these buttons basically serves a specific function. We tried to use the analytics and the survey results to basically serve up what people are trying to accomplish on the website right in front of their face, like as soon as you get on the website. So billing and payments is a huge thing. So this, you click on this, and this is going to show you all the billing and payment options across the city, and you'll be able to filter them out by department, things like that. And each one of these is going to serve a specific function. This will take us to the 311 system for reporting issues. This this button will have all of our transparency and open checkbook documentation and things like that, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm going to go ahead and scroll down here. So the first section here is a news section. We have a place for featured stories. So this is going to be sort of a curated selection of things that are applicable citywide. You can click into these. It'll take you to the full text of the story, things like that. We get to sort of choose the picture and sort of display kind of the best of Columbia, if you will, right on the homepage. So you can also click here, this tab at the top. This is a press release feed, similar to what's on the current website. This is going to automatically update. It's going to be able to filter by department or search by date or keyword. You can also view the full list by clicking this button here, or go and read the press releases by clicking into them. And if you scroll down further, this is the events section. So this is basically what the calendar is powering. We didn't go with a full box calendar because it doesn't look very good on a phone. And we tried to make this as mobile responsive as we possibly can. You can still go and view like the full calendar by clicking the View All button, but this is what appears on the homepage. You can also click in and view more event details, category search, keyword search, things like that. In the very bottom here, we have a social section. So we have a live Facebook and Twitter feed, as well as a video feed. So this is going to bring up the most recent video that the city has produced. This will also serve as a landing area for council meetings. So when there's a live meeting, this player will be replaced by that video feed. We wanted to have a place for that on the homepage so you don't have to dig so deep to find things like that. And it'll also, I think other meetings will also be available to display as a live feed as well. So if we scroll down at the very bottom, we have a footer with some accessibility tools, some contact information, and things like that.
Right. You see you have Columbia, South Carolina in your Twitter feed?
I didn't see that, but that's a good thing to notice. Yeah.
Easy mistake to make. The more that we don't look like them,
I guess I'll have to get that replaced. So I'm going to go ahead and go to take a look at the search and how that works. So we're going to click the search. It expands a window here. This has got the search bar as well as some trending searches. You can click to sort of see the common things that people have been searching for. We also have a search specifically for records, meeting materials, and things like that that will search through those specific kinds of documents so that people that are looking for report financial reports or meeting minutes or things like that have an easy way to access that information. So we're going to go ahead and do a search real quick. Abilities. This is the search results page, so this is what comes back when you hit a search. You'll notice your terms are going to be highlighted. This carries over to the actual pages themselves. This is specifically for when people are looking for content on a very text-rich page, so we have a lot of very deep content, a lot of words on the screen, and so it can sometimes be hard to find exactly what you're looking for. So this was a solution to try to help with that. We also have some filters, so now we can sort of we can filter the search results based on department, based on the service type, or requested by, like most popular, things like that, sort of give more control over how those results come back. We also have a little legend up here. This is the types of content. So this would be a web page. There's also a news story, a board, et cetera, et cetera. This should make it a little easier for people to hash out exactly what they're looking at when these results come back. And yeah, we also, we're going to have more finite control over how the results display. So we're switching how the search engine works so that if there's an instance when somebody searches for something and it doesn't exactly just come back with the results that they're expecting, we'll have the ability to manually alter those to make sure that what people are looking for is kind of displayed in a way that makes sense. So let's go ahead and go into the utilities page. This is going to serve as an example of what a department page will look like. So again, we have a big splash photo at the top with some buttons. These are, again, supposed to be driven by the analytics of what people are trying to accomplish when they come to the utilities website. So number one and number two are billing and trash. So we've tried to put those right in front of people, and the rest of them sort of follow suit. So you'll click on this, and it'll take you to the billing section to pay your bills and things like that. We also have a little tool over here. This is going to be the department-specific news stories. So each department will have the ability to put their own news, little stories in a little slider here so we can draw attention to things specific to that department. And the same can be said about the press releases. This is pulling up utility-specific press releases automatically. We have a contact directory. This is all the utilities contacts that will be loaded in. We can sort of have full control over how these numbers display, what number displays, things like that. And the contacts are also centrally managed so that if the utilities director changes, we can change that one place and then it'll change on the entirety of the website, trying to reduce the number of dead phone numbers or out-of-date emails, things like that. And then we also have the full menu. This is sort of the traditional menu that shows everything that's in the utility department. So we're going to go ahead and click into the water utility. This is an example of what a division page would look like. Again, sort of similar. We have a big splash photo at the top, the same tool section at on the side here. And then we use these toggles to help sort of organize the information a little bit. So we've essentially tried to, one, reduce the number of total pages because it can be cumbersome to navigate. Two, we've tried to reorganize the information in a way that makes a little bit more sense. Sometimes some of these pages hadn't been looked at in years and years and years, and so we've tried to sort of restructure. And in doing so, we've probably reduced the total number of pages by 40% or so. Without really deleting any crucial information or stuff that we want to get out to the public. So go ahead and go back up to the top here. You click on the little icon. It takes you back to the home page. And I also want to really quickly show what it looks like on a phone. This is the current website on a mobile device. This is where the current home page is at right now. So again, it looks very similar. We've tried to make it so that the mobile version of the site really doesn't lose any of the content, that it looks the same, that it has all the same stuff. It just is shrunk down and looks, you know, like it would on a phone. And yeah, we have a little pop out like that. Not working at the moment, of course, but yeah. So again, we've really tried to make things much more mobile friendly because 60% of our web traffic actually comes through the phone. So we actually get more traffic that way than we do on a computer. And we've really tried to focus again on, you know, the navigation, reducing the number of clicks, getting people to what they're looking for quicker and more efficiently. So if you have any questions.
Sure. Do you have this built out now, or are you in the middle of building this out?
We are moving the content into this system as currently. We're probably 75% through that process.
So when are you planning to go live with that then?
Summer of this year.
And have you had people beta test this?
So the plan is once we get the website built out, we are going to then send out, I believe there are some people in the survey that we contacted that will then have the opportunity to beta test the new site. And we're going to take that feedback and then incorporate that into our rollout.
Okay. I'd like to be part of your beta testing.
Yeah, I was just.
I don't know about Carl, but I mean, I can't find a thing on this website, so I'm very excited to see a new website. Until I still have to do 8 clicks to find something, and then someone has to get back to me to tell me if I go to this link, it'll work, which is what used to happen to me.
Sure.
I'm very excited to see a new website, but I'd like less than 8 clicks, and then having to contact you guys to get help anyway.
Of course,
so,
yeah.
I look forward to it.
Will this deal with the latency issues? That's probably the biggest complaint that I get and my own biggest frustration.
So I believe that is the hope. I don't know that I'm necessarily the most qualified to speak on the infrastructure that we have as far as servers and things like that. But the goal is that, yeah, reducing the total amount of content that we have on the website should make it quicker to load, quicker to come back with search results and things like
okay.
that.
So I took note of that fact because I thought that might help.
The analyst for the IT department. A lot of the problems that we've had here lately with the latency has been related to traffic on the website. Specifically related to the COVID, people coming to the website for that. We have done a lot of things on the back end to try and improve that. The new website should be even better, or that's, you know, we've already put some things in place to that should address that. But a lot of the traffic really is, you know, things that it's hard to prepare for when you have that much traffic coming to the website all at once. So it's
both architecture and server power?
Correct.
Do we have any plans to deal with the server power end of it?
We've already done some of that. We've ramped up the resources on the current website. I don't know if you noticed early on when COVID first hit, the website really did not even function at times when we had live videos and things like that. We've addressed pretty much all of that. It seems like we have not had any trouble during the ones later on. So the new website is built on an even newer technology. So it should be addressed.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate dealing with a big issue with existing resources. That's challenging, and so kudos to you for design and doing it in-house. Good luck.
Yeah, at first blush, what's not to like? I like what you have done in terms of making a lot of data accessible to a lot of people and reducing the sheer bulk of it. Obviously, my interest area is searching for documents and data and reports and those kinds of things. I'll be interested in is beta testing as well, particularly as to how that works, because my experience in the past has been you can search for certain things, but unless you can refine your search sufficiently, you're liable to get a lot of information that's interesting but not useful to the search that you're making. I mean, it might be 1492 that this council has acted on something or another. But at first blush, this looks terrific in terms of refreshing the look of it. And I assume you've gone to the mat to take a look at other benchmark websites and so on. And this is some of the best of that. It looks very good to me. But I'll be awaiting some of the more specific details into how those functions function, as to what we're looking for.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you for bringing this to us this evening. I, like many people, have my own set of frustrations in trying to find data on the website. And I wonder if you have any information for us on how we can be helpful to you. I mean, certainly we all look forward to searching the new one, but is there anything specifically we can do to be helpful to you?
So to that point, a big emphasis area in this redesign has been trying to implement a better system for how we manage our reports and our data and things like that. We've looked at a few potential solutions. There's one that the federal government uses. It's an open data portal, and we're trying to essentially sort of merge as many of our systems into that, sort of automatically feed and populate an area where one could go and find perhaps all the financial reports all in a year, year by year, and look at things like that. And I think the biggest challenge, first and foremost, is that getting everything connected. We have a lot of different kinds of technology that we use to power a lot of those reports and make those things. And one thing for CIP, one thing for financial documents. And so I don't know what the solution for that necessarily is, other than taking the time to try to first get through moving the content over and actually building out a new system. And then I think our goal is to ultimately get the new site put together, get everything moved into there, and then start trying to implement a data portal that is essentially allows people to go and grab those things. But I mean, I think it's a challenge, I think, because programming and creating a new sort of system while also simultaneously trying to move everything in and then design everything at the same time became pretty difficult. So I think we've sort of created an order of operations where this is sort of our first priority, and then hopefully we can get that data portal implemented and get everything sort of synced up and ready to go. So.
May I offer a suggestion as far as your beta testing group? Reach out to the neighborhood associations. There's one person in every neighborhood association. Ours happens to be a librarian by training, and I always find that they know how to search things better than anybody else. But to ask them if they would like to submit the name of someone in their neighborhood association who could be in your beta test group and help you understand the frustrations that the neighborhood association has when they're looking for information.
Certainly.
So Steve mentioned that, industry standard is kind of every 2 to 3 years, you know, looking at. So is this the kind of thing where you go live and you iron out some of the kinks and then breathe for a week or two and start on the next version?
I would say that generally you try to keep these on like a rolling cycle. I think since it's been so long since we've done anything like this, this initial sort of push has taken a lot more effort and energy than I think it will in the future, because obviously when you have 600 pages instead of 1600, that is a lot less material that you have to individually go through and try to figure out. So I'm hoping that once we get this site set up and everything sort of in place, then I can turn some of my attention to creating a schedule and working with IT and the rest of the community relations team to sort of maintain some of that consistency in checking the content and making sure that it's ready to go, so that when we do want to do a rescan or do something like that, that there's not as much back-end cleanup work to be done before that can happen. So, but to answer that question, I do think that this is something that we would want to continually sort of be iterating and exploring the technology that's available to make sure that we're staying up to date with things.
And then is there anything that you were not able to accomplish because you focus on using internal resources rather than external?
In all honesty, I think that personally, I think that the website that we have put together looks as good at, or better than the stuff that the vendors came and showed us. So, I mean, really, I think that the data portal that I was talking about just a moment ago, that has been maybe the most challenging thing, that and like the CIP integration and try to get everything all in one place. But I do believe that that is something that we will be able to accomplish, just maybe not quite all at the same time. So,
okay, looking forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have a question. I love the look, and I noticed you use Columbia, Missouri on the homepage here. When you get into some of the other department-specific pages, who is doing the writing and editing of those descriptions for you? Is that an IT function? Is that a department function, a communications function?
For like the about pieces and things like that.
Yeah.
Generally, what I've tried to do is reach out to contacts within that department and sort of rely on their internal expertise for that, and then when I get that copy back, that was kind of what I was expecting to do actually when I was hired here, was to edit the web content. So I do most of the editing for that material most of the time. Yeah.
You'll have one person that wordsmiths that, for lack of a better term?
No, usually I'll take that from the department itself and then try to make sure that it's polished and ready to go.
I think the splash page is appropriate for Missouri's fourth largest city and a town that is growing, and I think this is a professional look that probably reflects where we're at right now, and I would encourage you to kind of continue that theme throughout the department specific pages as well, maybe on first reference, say Columbia, Missouri, and avoid, you know, to Mr. Trapp's point, any potential confusion. Yeah, I just think it's a great improvement over what we had, and much more functional.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.
Sure. With our customer focus, also are in the process.
Oh, that mic teased you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor. So continuing with our customer focus theme for tonight, we also want to talk to you a little bit about the My Como app that people will be able to download and access a lot of the content that will truly be housed on the website, but will be able to be consolidated. Right now, we are running a little over 14, 15 different apps that you would have to download to do different things. And so what you'll see here in a minute is that we can incorporate that through some technology and everything and bring that into the My Como app and actually create a citizen portal to where they'll be able to go in and touch on, for example, if they've made a report of something, they'll be able to go to that and see what the status of that issue that they reported and so forth. So I'm going to ask Stephanie Brown, who is the Assistant Director of Community Relations and Contact Center Manager, to the podium, and she will walk you through that.
Eva, she comes up. So my two pet projects, the transparency portal for sunshine requests and the money portal for financial tracking, are they still easily accessible here?
Yes, they are, and they will be easily accessible on the new site, and they will be accessible on the app as well.
Thank you.
Again, that's one of the things that we really put a lot of focus to is maintaining that transparency, because we know how important that is to build confidence and trust with our citizenry. Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor, City Council, staff members. I'm Stephanie Brown with Community Relations, and also managing the Contact Center. And so I want to provide an update today on another project we're working on with a new proposed city mobile app. It is our goal to enhance customer experience. This includes offering all possible avenues to receive and provide information and two-way communication. We are focused on enhancing customer experience, increasing transparency, and making city services extremely accessible and user-friendly. So I'd like to introduce the new proposed City of Columbia app called MyComo. With this app, we hope to encumber a lot of the smaller apps that we have so that citizens have complete access to citizen services through one app. With this app, they'll be able to receive push notifications regarding meetings, trash notifications, and other things like that. As Steve was mentioning, they'll also be able to report issues, report potholes, abandoned vehicles, power lines down through this app. And it does feed directly into our customer relationship management system, since it is provided by the same vendor. And so that system is called Tyler 311, which the Contact Center utilizes for customer information. Of course, you can also view meeting information. You can also view some of our interactive maps, so the outage map, street maps, they'll have access to those things. Through this app, you can also connect to our billing system, the My Utility Bill website, so users can use this app to get into their utility services. Through this app, since it does integrate with some of the other vendors' products, like our vendor, which is Tyler Technologies, it does integrate with the InterGov system, which houses our citizen self-service portal for businesses, so they can request building permits and business licenses. You'll also be able to view local events, and you can chat with the CSR through this app.
Before you leave that page, yes. Ms. Brown, so you're going to consolidate all the complaint functions on that one report an issue column over there where you can report a pothole, a mask violation, or ask for a bulky item pickup.
Correct. They'll be able to choose any of those options. And we can update those options and add and remove options as we see fit and as our citizens provide us information, as we see trends, customer trends. So I would like to show a pre-recorded demo of this mobile app so that you can view its functionality. We have the home screen of the app. As you can see, it does show the date and the weather, the current local weather. It does have the options listed in a scrolling feature here, so we can add and delete different options as we see our citizens' trends. In the upper left corner, there is a phone symbol, so you can call directly from your mobile app to City Hall. You can also chat with a CSR. If you've signed up in this app, it'll already have your information populated, so you can start typing your question. You can also see other information, as well as we talked about reporting an issue. And so here we have a list of the current issues that we've populated in here. One of the reports that you can provide is a citizen feedback, which is our two-way communication channel. Already signed in, it'll have your information saved in there. This feature, you can select what kind of customer you are. Are you a resident, a business owner, city employee? Type in your question or comments. In this section as well, excuse me, you can also provide a picture of any issues that can be directly attached to the report. And this information, again, feeds directly into our customer relationship management system. And so depending on the request, it'll go to the appropriate department right away. And so once you submit this, it does bring you to an area where you can either look at your current reports or finish out of this section. So I went to the current reports. And so since it saves your information, you'll be able to review any past reports that you've had in there. And once you open the report you just submitted, it'll show you details about that report. And that's where we talked about some of that two-way communication. You can also look at some news feeds, the press releases, as well as social media posts. Any updated videos will feed right into here. As a resident, you can look at your utility services. Again, you can look at the utility outage map. So you can check to see if there are current outages, electrical outages. And through these options, there's also other pathways into other selections. So as you can see right there, it's recycling and trash. And if you go into the recycling and trash option, it does feed directly into the Waste Wizard tool. So that's where you can receive notification about your trash. You can find out how to get rid of certain items. If you look under areas of government, you can view your local or your city council member and their information. When you select the blue box, it does give you options on how you can contact specific people. So from here, you can either call on the number that's listed on the website, or you can email them directly from your phone. When I come back out of here, you can also, there's also areas for visitors so that they can find out what things are happening in the community. They can look up community events, the dates for those events. They can scroll through, check to see what's the upcoming events. They can also find out where to eat, where to shop, and where to stay. Since we get out of this pandemic, we want to fill those hotels up. And so on the right side, we do have a sidebar where the options are also listed, and we can add more options so that we don't overload the scrolling feature. It also saves the user's profile so that they can customize their mobile experience. Select the burger menu, which will take you back to the homepage, again, where it does show the date and other information. So our future goals for this app, we do want to make it available for all smartphones. Again, we want that one app to encompass all of the smaller apps so that there is just one app that the citizen can use and access all those information. We want to complete the integration with all of our other city systems. As I mentioned, it does completely integrate with our Tyler 311 system, which is our customer relationship management system utilized by the contact center, and it's where we house all of our customer interactions, so the calls and chat interactions. Also, in the near future, as we launch the customer-facing side of Tyler 311, where customers can go on the website as well and enter those requests directly to the departments, this will also integrate with that as well. It does also integrate, again, like I mentioned, with the InterGov system, which is our current citizens' self-service portal that does allow businesses to apply for building permits and business licenses. And we do hope to have this completed by the end of March, which we believe it will be sooner, that we can go live. In the meantime, before we start a robust marketing system, we do want to have certain groups take a look at the app, have some beta testing. And so as we roll, as our team works out some other things in it, we do want to roll it out to council to take a look at and provide some feedback. So that'll be in the near future as well. I do want to give a thanks to the city staff who was on the MyComo team and included IT team members, communications team members, and contact center people. And any questions or comments?
Great work. Any questions, Mr. Scala?
Yeah, this is terrific. Biggest emphasis area has to do with that integration. I'm assuming, I mean, these are different devices to get to some of the same information. Some of the information is redundant. I take it that you'll be able to review information if you input it on a computer or you input it on your phone and so on with certain requests to certain departments. All that, that's what that integration means, right?
Right. And so it'll also limit the amount of, like, double entry. It'll also limit the amount of manual entry. So since it feeds directly into the system, that's less contact from a staff member. So if someone inputs information or a request for a pothole, it goes directly to our streets department to implement that request instead of going to a contact center CSR to look at and then send it on. It just goes directly to the right.
And I assume you'll have some buttons for virtual council members in here, too, that you don't necessarily...
Can add that. We can look into that, yes.
No, it's great work. I appreciate it. And I like that the integration seems to be pretty comprehensive and thorough.
Yes.
So.
Any questions on that? Dr. Peters.
I just had a couple of questions. You said you're going to list, like, where people can stay and restaurants.
Yes.
How do you decide which restaurants, and how do you decide which places to stay?
It's provided by our Convention and Visitors Bureau, so it's information from their website. So as they update those places, it directly feeds into the app. Okay. So we're not choosing, like, list this restaurant. It's choose through our experted staff.
Okay. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Spitzer.
So... you mentioned as a future goal, incorporating all the other apps?
Yes, we'll be
So when you go live with this, you'll still need to use all those other?
No, we hope to encompass a lot of those apps to where we can sunset those apps, as Corey mentioned earlier, so that you only need this one app. But we'll be reviewing all the features of those apps to make sure we're not losing any functionality.
Okay, but you expect that to be, when you go live, that's going to be it. It's not going to be like 6 months later that you're looking at sunsetting those apps?
It should be, pretty close after we go live. So it shouldn't be like a drawn-out process.
Right, okay. And you mentioned the marketing. Will this be, I guess the timing's a little bit off, but will you coordinate it with the website redesign, or are those two completely separate?
We will do some coordination with that. So as some of the web redesign completes, we'll update the mobile app to mirror that look and that format. But the app may be ready sooner than the website.
Yeah, okay. Great.
Any additional questions? Anything else you need from us to be successful?
Like I said, there's one other thing we want to work out, and then we'd like to have council download the app at some point and take a look and provide some feedback and see what you think, and also provide some suggestions if we want to add some other features, because we definitely have the ability to do that.
I assume the metrics from the app would be similar to the call center, so you would know on a daily, monthly, yearly basis what volume and percentage of calls were attributable to potholes or utility customer service, or probably even more in real time.
Correct. Yes. And we'll see what avenue that they sent those that information through, whether it was through the website once we get the citizen side, self-service side up, or whether it's through the app. We'll know how it's coming in. Yes.
Great. It looks good. Anything else? Thank you, John.
Thank you.
I want to say thank you to Steve and his staff, and Jim and his staff as well, because this was not easy. I will tell you, we have a lot of department heads that like their own web pages. Yeah. And so pulling this all together took a lot of work. And that's why it would cost $300,000 if we did it outside.
I think having a consistent identity is important
absolutely
reflects where our city should be for the size that it is now.
Yep. Yeah, that consistent identity and the integration. I mean, if you can get both of those things with multiple devices, that'd be terrific.
And it all starts, with that logo right there, the City of Columbia. So everything builds off of that.
Columbia, Missouri.
Yes. Is there any other?
Maryland.
Yeah, there
are some other. South Carolina.
Nice to see Steve Sapp really pushing it till the end of his.
It's been hard, really.
Thank you, Steve.
You know, time is brief, and you need to get ready for your 7:00 meeting. Nothing that I've ever accomplished has been done in an individual setting. It's always been by a team, and in the 41 years that I've worked here, it's always been about teamwork. And I want to reiterate what Mr. Glasscock said. It has been fun in a lot of ways, but it has been a struggle in other ways to bring all this together. We appreciate staff's help. We appreciate council's help. Ms. Fowler, I appreciate your question about how can you assist. And I wanted to follow up just a little bit. So as we did that ETC survey with those 465 results, we have that database. And so we will send out to those as well to beta test not only the site, but we can send the beta testing for the app to those folks. Certainly council, we're trying to identify business members of the community to send that to as well. So we want to make that fairly broad before we actually do a full-blown launch and so forth. And I want to close by again saying thank you. But as we move forward, I will tell you, as great a job as this team has done, they are, as you can see, a thin bench. And so there may be times in the future that we may have to come to staff and eventually come to council and ask for a little bit deeper bench to help us with some of these projects, whether it's with hiring an outside vendor for a little bit of time, or whether it's adding a position or two to make sure that we can fulfill our mission of keeping the website, the apps, and things like that, and that transparent communication is moving forward. So thank you for allowing us to do what we've done so far, and we appreciate your time this evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve. Well, I've said several times this past year that not just public health, but IT have kept us going over the last 10 months, and I do appreciate that, as well as all of our other city workers that have carried on, and I appreciate you handling this in addition to all the other regular duties that we've been doing. So, thank
you. My pleasure.
Anything else?
No, sir.
We'll do a quick adjournment and come back here for the regular city council meeting at 7:03.